Slide 19, what the heck is a functional title? Very simply, a functional title is intended to mean a title that better describes the work you've done or are doing than the title you actually have. I'll give you a couple of examples to illustrate what I mean, but before I do, I just want to note one caveat here. This applies exclusively to using a title on your resume. When you're applying to a job and completing a job application for a company or an organization, please be sure to use your actual title. That is important. So for resumes, you want to be able to convey to a reader or to get through an algorithm, actually an ATS, as best as possible what you are referring to. And organizations and companies have all kinds of titles that they use that can be very misleading. We had a client who is a nonprofit organization. They do a lot of grant work, like most nonprofit organizations, or some grant work, I should say. And they use the word program officer rather than grant manager to describe some of the people within their organization that do grant management work. Program officer is also used in nonprofits a lot to convey something quite different from a grant manager function. So for people who work in that position or when we're recruiting for that role, we use the word grant manager because if we use program officer, we get all the wrong people. Similarly, we've worked with a candidate who was a vice president of IT in a small company. The IT department consisted of himself, his CTO, and a junior developer who reported to him. He was looking to make a move into a larger organization, even a large enterprise. And of course, he was not really an enterprise-wide VP of IT. That would require a very different skill set, management of a much larger team, work of much larger, probably much larger scope, or certainly at a different level. And so we encouraged him to just use senior systems engineer on his resume in order to better convey to someone who was looking at his background what type of work he was looking for, and not to mislead someone so that they thought that he wanted only a VP level role. One more example is a client in the wine and spirits business, and they use the word trade development manager for one of their roles, which is really in a more common situation titled a brand manager. So when we were recruiting for them, in order to identify appropriate people, we used brand manager. Working in reverse, if we were writing a resume for someone who was leaving that organization, we would probably call them a brand manager. And you can go ahead and do the same thing. If your title doesn't quite really convey your work, sometimes a title is really long and complicated and very specific. That is particularly true in places like academia or in government roles where there's, you know, level this or that, or hospitals. You can shorten them, you can make them more succinct, and certainly make them clearer to the reader.